Well, it's a privilege to be here tonight, and I mean that from my heart. And you know what a privilege it is to be saved. If you're saved, you know what a privilege it is to think that the Lord would save us. And more, we're glad to be here. How long would it take to call everybody's name? Well, it's probably too long, but I see a lot of folks that I, all of you, I don't even know half your names, but I'm glad you came. I'm looking for the Lord to show up. Yeah, aren't you? Praise God. And I believe He is. I believe He's in here. When we begin to worship Him like these folks have done already, the Lord is here. You know how I know He is? Because His Bible promised, amen, that He'd be here. Amen. And I know He's here. Whatever your need is tonight, we want you to get your needs met, your spiritual needs met here tonight. You know, the Lord's coming. He's coming. And I hate to use this old cliche, but ready or not, here He comes. Huh? But I'll tell you what we're here for tonight. We're here to get ready. And to get somebody else ready if we can. I don't think it's going to matter much if your name is on the roll. I'll let that soak in on you a little bit. I'm talking about the church roll. But it's going to matter if it's on the heavenly roll. We're going to be some surprises in heaven. Did you know that? Yeah, that's right. There's some folks you thought were going to be there may not be there. And then there may be some, amen, that'll get a great reward and they don't even realize it themselves. When did I feed you, Lord? When did I visit you in prison? Amen. And the Lord, He won't say surprise, but He'll say, when you did it into the least of these, you've done it unto me. Well, I'd like to have a pleasant surprise when I got to heaven, wouldn't you? Praise God. I want you to help me tonight. I have a different sermon here to preach to you. Nothing controversial. And I know you're disappointed, but it's not. But it is a burden of my heart tonight. And you know how you've heard preachers say it a lot, I guess. I have. I've said it some. That, you know, you wish you could preach something else. But really, the truth is, if we had something else, we probably would. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? But I want to preach to us tonight, and I won't get it all done tonight. This may be a series. One tonight and another one some other place at some other time. I don't know. But I want to talk to somebody. If the Lord help me, I want you to help me. I want you to go to Jeremiah. And I love coming here. Brother and Sister Prescott are our friends and their family, their children, and are great people. And we are so glad to be here with them. And with you, it's good to be able to preach with Brother Blue. Amen. And I'll not say any blue jokes here tonight. I know they've heard enough of them, but, you know, sometimes it is good to have the blues. Well, I guess, you know, and they are some great ones right here. I've known Brother Mike. They preached to several revivals through the years. And I began pastoring a church there in the mountains in 1983. I was 26 years old. And Brother Blue came a couple years after that and held us a revival that we never got over. Amen. We had a wonderful time, and he's been there several times since. And we are just thrilled to be in the same meeting with them. And good to have all you preaching brethren that I haven't seen in a while. It is so good to have you. And you think I'm stalling, don't you? No, I'm not. I'm going to preach here a little bit. I'm going to. I want you to go with me to Jeremiah chapter 4. I want you to help me if you can, if you know how to do that. Just preach the burden of my heart tonight. And I want you to look in Jeremiah 4, in verse number 7. It's where I'm going to read tonight. Four and seven. Are you with me? Looking with me tonight? The lion is come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. Amen. That is some frightening scripture. The lion is come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make the land desolate, and thy cities shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. For this, gird you with sackcloth, lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. I want to preach tonight, taking this scripture and hopefully not out of context too drastically, but I want to preach on the lion is come up from his thicket. And I'm going to preach just a little while. Trust the Lord to help me give you my heart tonight. And maybe somebody in the service before it's over would be touched to want to get saved or want to live better, want to get closer to God tonight in this service. I'm just going to do all I can do to feel like I need to do. I want to preach tonight about this warning that Jeremiah gave his people, that and he likened this, and I really honestly, if I'm wrong, brother Blue has been asked to correct everything I mess up. So I hope the Lord will help him do that. Amen. But I think in this that the Lord is using this illustration of this lion, not literally, but in a figurative sense. But all of those folks in that area at that time could relate very distinctly with this lion coming out of the brush and out of the hiding place and out of his lair and coming out into the more amen, populated area and in a place maybe unaware. Amen. And it was a dangerous thing, amen, for people when that lion, that hungry, furious, fierce lion, moved from his place in the thicket. Amen. And so he was warning the children of Israel, amen, that the destroyer was on the way. Amen. And that the lion, and you know, I've never seen a lion in action, so to speak, literally speaking. I've never seen that. I can imagine. And you know, I didn't really take time, Brother Frank, to dig all that I know out about lions. I don't know a lot about them. Now, you know, coon hounds maybe, a little bit more, but a lion I've never seen in the wild, amen? And so I do know what the Bible said. The Bible said the lion is the strongest among beasts. Now, I don't know You know, you say, well, I don't believe that. I know. Well, I'm just going to go what the Bible said. And since he created every animal that there is, amen, and he said it in his word that the lion was the strongest, amen, a beast. I'm not a zoologist, but I'm going to stand flat-footed with all the zoologists and say the lion is the strongest of the beasts. And if they want to see my credentials, I'm going to pull out the Bible on them and say, God said it, and that's what I believe. Amen. The lion is the strongest, and notice what it was about this lion. He was the strongest among beasts and turneth not away for any. That is a pretty furious enemy to have on your trail, is to have a lion, amen, who is the strongest beast. Amen. Are you out there? I want to preach about this a little bit tonight. And I know, and I'm not going to get it done tonight. I already decided I'm not going to get this whole sermon preached tonight. I'm going to preach part one or part one half or whatever you want to call it. Amen. But I would like to help us realize tonight in a figurative sense, like this text spoke to the children of Israel. Amen. The lion is come up from his thicket. Amen. The destroyer of the Gentiles has come. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now I want the Lord to help me here tonight. I want to just preach enough to get to an altar here. But I want to warn us, amen, in this house tonight. If you're saved or not saved, amen, I want to warn you, we are in a horrendous hour on the face of this earth. We are in the time that we have all preached about, we have all prophesied about. It ought to not catch us unaware. Amen. I don't have to recite to you all of the horrendous things that are going on in America tonight. And I don't have to, I will, I can quote you the scripture from 1 Peter chapter 5, amen, and verse 8, is it? Amen, for our adversary, the devil, goeth about like a roaring lion, amen, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, come on now, amen, I want us to be stirred tonight to realize, amen, that we are living in that hour, amen, where this lion, amen, and the devil has come up from his lair, amen, and is seeking, going to and fro, amen, seeking whom, amen, he may devour. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. I want to preach to you if I can. Amen. God help me. I want you to lift your hands right here. Ask the Lord to help me say it right, do it right. Reach to somebody in this house tonight in the name of Jesus. Brother Wendell, I know you could do this better, but you're not going to get the chance. Don't look like. But I want to preach to you tonight. I don't think sometimes we get this comparison, because maybe we're living in an hour when there are not very many lions loose, and so we can't relate. Amen. But I tell you. When we really do, I'm going to try to help us relate a little. Amen. But I would like for us to realize tonight this lion that has come up in the spiritual sense is just as formidable as this lion in the illustrated lesson. Amen. You see, he has no equal. Are you listening to me? As an enemy of our soul, he has no equal. Amen. And as being our enemy. Praise God. Oh, yeah. We think of it in a way that, and here, how many has ever heard this saying? It'll never happen here. Has anybody ever heard that? How many has ever, you pastors, ever counseled anyone that when you warn them, amen, they say, but I will never. Are you with me? Amen. That's the lesson here. Oh, I wish the Holy Ghost would help me here. I believe He will. Amen. The lesson here, amen, is the lion is moving from a place of a normal abiding, and he has come out. Amen. And I want to tell us, in 2013, amen, I know you've heard news this week. Amen. It's caused you to wonder, amen, what in the world is next? Are you listening to me preach? Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. The destruction, amen, the destroying, amen. I asked Brother Ben about a verse that was about Apollyon, and I thought it was ironic. Amen, Brother Prescott. I said, where is that verse, amen, about Apollyon, amen? And I said, you know, I remembered studying that word. Couldn't get it bit in my head. Amen. And I said, what does that mean, Apollyon? And of course, you know, God called people like that to help me. Amen. He said, Apollyon, amen, means destroyer. Amen. And I said, that's right. That's what I want to preach on tonight. Amen. Is that lie that has come up from the thicket, and what he wants to do is to kill, amen, to steal, and destroy, amen. And I said, where is that verse? And I thought it was ironic. He said, it's Revelations 9:11. You think about, you see why I thought that was kind of unusual? Amen. I don't know, we have heard that word probably every day, amen, since 9/11. I remember right where I was standing when I heard the news. Are you listening to me? Amen. What is going on in America? I'll tell you what's happening in America. Amen. The lion has come up from the thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles has come. You don't buy that. I know you don't. That's why I dreaded preaching this sermon. Amen. Because, amen, we're not geared, amen, to see this destruction. Amen. We have never really laid eyes, amen, on a lion taking a prey and ripping and gnawing and roaring over its prey. Amen. But can I tell you, after pastoring for 30 years, amen, and this is my 31st school year, amen, of preaching to teenagers and children and watching how that enemy, amen, comes into their lives and haunts the corridors of this world. Are you going to help me preach? Feel the Holy Ghost. I want to preach to you part one of this lion sermon. Amen. The lion, first I want you to realize, amen, the lion is the greatest of beasts, and there is none that can stand before him, not anything else. The lion is the king of the jungle, amen. Listen to me, and I want to tell you, if you think you're a match, amen, for Apollyon, you're no match for him. Are you listening to me? Amen. He is a formidable foe. You say, hey, I can make it without God. If you make it without God, you'll be the first one in the history of humankind that made it without God. Amen. I say the odds are against you, because there's a lion coming up, amen, from the thicket, amen, and he's a hungry lion, amen, and he intends, amen, to destroy who he can. Now stay with me. I'm just going to preach just like the Lord gave me now. And I dread it. But I'm going to preach to you about this lion that's come up from the thicket. He's came up from the thicket. Huh? Now I'm just going to drop this here because I could spend all night talking about America and what has brought this lion out of the thicket in America. Huh? I don't know where I would start. Hey, amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? But maybe, you know, you hear a lot of things. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. You know, a lot of people point back to when prayer was taken out of school. But listen, it started before then. It started when prayer was taken out of a home. Are you listening to me, Breach? I don't mean to bore you tonight. I got a burden from the Holy Ghost to preach to you, and I hope I can share it with you. Amen. But listen, it didn't start, amen, when there was a scandal in the White House. It started, amen, with a scandal in the church house. I wish somebody helped this preacher. Amen. I'm getting ready to tell you what the Lord dealt with me about. Amen. But I got to preach up to it. And I want to tell you, I look at these young girls sitting here, and I've got five children, three precious girls, amen, that were raised with, amen, as those unpainted faces, amen, and that pretty long hair and the modest attire. Amen. And that's the way the Bible teaches. That's the way I taught them. Amen. From the time I was 19 years old. Amen. But can I tell you, amen, the devil would love to destroy you. Amen. And come on now. Amen. He is stalking, amen, your trail tonight. I wish somebody would say amen. We need to realize that the devil is not, amen, hiding where he used to hide. He has come up from the thicket, and he is making himself boldly known. I want to ask you, how many of you would have ever thought, listen to this, and I'm not going to dwell here, I got to get to some preaching, but how many would have ever thought that a man, amen, that had perverted feelings toward another man would be so bold as to proclaim it in front of the national worldwide media? And I want to know, who cares? Are we going to have to listen to ever perverted affair in America? God forbid. But that's not the part. It did nauseate me. But the part that nauseated me worse, when it's the president of the free country, the United States of America, who never calls a man that has been married 75 years, amen, and faithful to the same woman, but he calls this pervert, amen, and tells him how proud he is of him for acknowledging those weird thoughts he had in his heart and mind. Now, I don't care who you voted for, amen, and you can vote me out if you want to, amen, but I want to tell you, our nation is in trouble, and the lion is no longer in the closet, but he's come out of the closet, amen, and he's come out of the thicket. I wish somebody would say amen. And that spirit that is prevalent in our culture is creeping in to the holiness churches where children, amen, think that that behavior is acceptable when it's an abomination, amen. Now, I'm not going to preach there. But you know that I'd have to say something about it. The lion has come up from the thicket. And the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. Huh? Now let me tell you. You stay with me. I'm going to preach till about 9 o'clock. Huh? And I'm going to preach. I told you, I'm not going to get this done tonight. I'm already in prayer this evening. And I was trying to get it all done. And I felt like I wasn't supposed to. So I'm just going to quit when it's quitting time. Oh, won't you lift your hands right here and ask the Lord to help me preach this soon. A few nights ago, and I'm not saying this, but if you're a pastor and a father and a citizen of America, you really don't sleep very soundly. But I had dropped off to sleep in the wee hours of the morning. And I dreamed I was in the house. And someone had left the door open. Can that door open right there? I was in the house. I thought it was my house. Would you mind stepping outside, brother, and holding that door open? And I was standing in my house, I thought was my house. You know how dreams are. And I was looking, and I saw this open door in my house. And a lion ran through that door into my house. Now, I don't know, has anybody ever had that happen to you in real life? I'd say it's been closer than you imagine. Are you listening to me, friend? And when I was standing there, and that lion came whipping into my house, amen, of course, panic hit me. And then it disappeared down the hall. And of course, my thoughts was, you know, it's in the house now. You say, well, run out that open door. I couldn't, Brother Gilbert, because my children were in that house. They were in those rooms, amen, that lion had went down. I have a choice to make. I either try to find that lion and do something, amen, or leave that house and leave my children to that lion. Are you listening to me preach? You're not getting this yet. How many's getting my little sermon here? The lion. Amen. Brother Blue, I never heard of the lion coming in among civilized dwelling, domestic dwelling like that. Amen. But I want to tell you, we're not living in the hour that we used to live in. Amen. For the lion is no longer in. Are you going to help me preach? That lion's no longer down at the red light district. Amen. That lion is not staying, amen, down on the college campus. That lion is not staying down on Skid Row. Amen, come on in the bloody bucket. Amen, come on. Amen, the lion has moved up out of the thicket. And now destruction is on his mind. And we are vulnerable. I wish somebody would say amen. I tell you, right in the house of God, if we're not careful, we'll leave that door open and that lion we'll be in before we know it. Praise God. Thank you, brother. I went up. Of course, I made my decision, brother. I went up the staircase. I thought he might have went up the staircase. I went up the staircase. What am I going to do with a lion? But nothing in my hand. But I could not just leave that house. Because, amen, he was stalking somebody I loved. Amen. Are you listening to me, preach? Can I tell you, Mom and Dad, amen, we need to wake up, amen, in this house tonight. Can I tell you, preacher, pastor, amen, we need to wake up, amen, saint of God, and realize, amen, that the devil's making his move. Are you hearing me, preach? You say he always has, but I've never seen an hour, amen, like this hour. Always somebody say, amen. I said he's made his move. The culture. This dying, hell-bound culture has found a way into our homes and into our churches and into our minds. Amen. Come on now. And we're seeing the bloody results. Amen. I said we're seeing the beastly, bloody results. Amen. Of the line of this culture that has its way with our people. There's a scripture that's just in my mind. I cannot get it out of my mind this evening. Am I doing any good? To me, one of the most powerful moves of God was there at that altar. When, was it Jeroboam? Amen. The man of God and his hand cursed. And God told this man of God, we don't know his name, don't go home. Hear me preach. He told this man of God, unknown name, man of God. Am I right? Have I got? Is my scripture right? Isn't that where the man of God prophesied that Josiah, amen, would come many, many, many years before, amen, Josiah, the grandson of Hezekiah, was ever born? Amen, this man of God stood and prophesied such pure, true, amen, word of God. Amen, and God said, don't go home the way you came. Don't return. And the old man of God, amen, trying to get home, amen, headed different different direction. But a backslid prophet, amen, chased him down and said, come home and eat with me. And the old preacher said, I can't go back. Amen. God has told me not to turn back. I want to tell you something tonight. The lion, amen, stood over that old man's carcass. Amen. Before it was done. Amen. Could I tell you, there's been a lot of denominational churches that came to this crossroad in their life. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. And God said, don't go back. Amen. Listen to me, preach. Amen. But they went back. Amen. Because of a word of a false prophet. Amen. And then we see a lion. Amen. Standing over that old prophet. Amen. Just standing there. Amen. Like a trophy at his feet. Amen. An old prophet that had prophesied the truth. I want to tell the holiness people, if we're not careful tonight, amen, the lion will stand over us. Amen. In our disobedience, in our carnality, in our cultural warfare. Amen. I think we need a revival, for the lion has come up from the thicket. The old man ate the dinner, and here's what his epitaph read. Here lies the old preacher who disobeyed God, and a lion stood over him. Oh, I wish I could preach. I want you to lift your hands, ask the Lord to help me reach for you and I tonight in this service. Brother Ben, when I went up those steps in that dream looking for that lion or my children to rescue, I realized it was not my house I was in after all. How many understands dreams sometimes? But I knew exactly whose house it was. It was a couple that had backslid out of my church, had lost their children. Are you listening to me? And I began to ponder, who let that lion in this house? You ever read of those counts where somebody gets those little pet tigers and beasts and raises them up? You've read those stories. Reader's Digest used to be full of them. Now, I know that's not the Bible, but that's about the only thing the preachers will let you read without getting on you. And you can't hardly read it now because it's kind of got really bad. I'm just telling you the truth. And I remember reading those where they raised those little tigers or lion cubs or whatever. And man was out in the yard playing, or a child or something, and it just scratched that little child. And the scent of that blood drove that young lion crazy. And because of that blood, it just mauled, amen, that child. Ripped the scalp off of that little baby's head. Daddy couldn't do nothing but watch as his child, amen, I don't know the people, amen, I have said, leave my church. That said, oh, preacher, oh, we won't do that. We won't go that far. And I want to say, amen, to those that have backslid, don't you realize if you let the lion in, amen, how it's going to affect? There's people sitting right here under the sound of my voice. That holiness rubs you the wrong way. Amen, that's right. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But don't you realize that it's holiness preaching that keeps the lion out of the house? Amen. Come on now. Amen. Somebody left the door open. The lion has come up. Amen. Do you know why the lion had came up? Amen. To Judah, Israel. They had disobeyed God. They had worshipped idol gods. They opened the door. Now the lions came up. Are you listening? Listen to me, it's a little bit late. I said it's a little bit late when the lions went up the steps and your children are in the room. Amen. And you defenseless. Amen, brother. Come on. I remember standing in an old mountain cemetery, getting out the door, And here was the dad of the man, young man that was in the coffin. And he was drunk. And he got out, and I grew up with him. That's why I was there at the funeral. I was the only preacher that he knew. This boy had died a drunken stupor. Amen. Just like his daddy. And here it, daddy got out of that car. And I got out of my car and was walking toward that old mountain cemetery. Amen. And that old boy fell out on the ground. And he went to call in my name. Randy! Amen. I went to school with him. He rode the bus. Amen. I remember the revival he got saved in. He could sing. Amen. On the way to school, he'd sing, "Let's have a little talk with Jesus." I wasn't saved, but this old boy was. Amen. I remember when he got saved and the effect it had. We were raised in the moonshine country. Amen. Are you listening to me? That old boy's daddy was an alcoholic. Amen. He stayed in church a while, but he couldn't stay. And he became an alcoholic himself. That's him laying on the ground calling my name. And he was saying, "Randy, help my boy. Help my boy, Randy. Help my boy." His boy was in hell. Are you listening to me preach? He about died as a drunken stupor, just like his daddy and his granddaddy before him. Are you going to help me preach? I wish I was a preacher tonight. I tell you to be careful that you don't leave the door open for the lion to come into your life. Lion has come up from the thicket. You hear me preaching? How many knows I'm preaching right to you? I preached the homecoming. I preached the homecoming. I remember the man was a deacon in the church. He served. I remember that well. He served. He was the last man on the altar every night of that revival. He served at that homecoming dinner. I remember it well. A week or so later, we got the news that his wife was missing. And I saw him at the grocery store, and he was begging me for prayer for his wife. He took her to the mall, waited on her in the car, is what he told me. And he said she never did come out. And he went in to look for her, couldn't find her anywhere. And she'd been gone for 3 or 4 days. They couldn't find her. A preacher in our area was talking to me, and he said, "I've got a bad feeling about this." He said, "I'd say if they'll go to this brother's hunting cabin, they'll find his wife." That's what the man of God told me. I thought, why in the world? You know how this story ends, don't you? They went to that man's hunting cabin, found a shallow grave, and parts of his wife in it. In the investigation, they got involved, and in another county, they found the rest of her. He had sawed her up with a chainsaw, and her teeth had flew all over the hillside, and they was able to take dental work and identify the mutilated body of this church deacon's wife. He is in prison tonight for the rest of his life. Somebody left the door open at the church house. Y'all ain't helping me preach. I told you this is heavier than you want to hear. I'm going to tell you something. We need a revival. The lion has came up. You're not going to domesticate, amen, the devil. Huh? Are you hearing what I'm preaching? I'm going to tell you, this worldwide church renewal, amen, where everybody just does like the world and can't have church but one service a week because nobody else is interested in it. Are you listening to me? And just coax and pet. I'll tell you what's going to happen if you coax and pet the devil along. He's going to bite you right in the jugular. Are you hearing me preach? Because that's what devils do. Amen. And he's a thirsty mongrel of a lion. And he wants to destroy you. Amen. He is like, amen, a hound of a hedgerow in England. Like a ferret, weasel-like, would chase a rabbit. And they said that thing's scent was so strong. He got the scent of that animal's hot blood. Amen. And he wouldn't detour to the right or the left. Amen. Until he got that rabbit in the hole. He wouldn't go after anyone else or anything else. I want to tell you, amen, if he gets on your scent tonight and you open the door, he's not going to be satisfied. He's drugged you down and destroyed your witness and destroyed your soul. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. You say, preacher, let's shout. I say, let's get the lion out. How many times, preacher friends, has that disobedient preacher laid his carcass, the Bible said, and that lion just stood over the carcass? He didn't eat him. He didn't devour him. He had killed him. And he just stood over him. Amen. Oh, help me preach. Lift your hands this way. Ask the Lord to help me preach to somebody. Oh, lift your hands once more and ask the Holy Ghost to help us right here. Amen. I'm going to finish this sermon, this part of this sermon. I want you to bow your heads with me. I want to preach to you right here. Oh, I want the Lord to help us. I hate to ask you. I hate to ask you again. But we need to pray a minute here before I make this altar. Would you pray with me? Please, lift your hands toward heaven and ask God to move in this altar right here tonight. There's a lion in your house. What are you going to do? For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, how's it go? Walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You know how he's going to devour you? He's going to talk you into sinning. And the soul that sinneth, what's going to happen to it? It's going to die. When you willfully, decidedly commit disobedience to God, you're a sinner. It don't matter if you look like a Christian, you're still a sinner. It don't matter if your mom and daddy think you are the greatest kid in America. If you sinned, you're a sinner. And you have opened that door, and I just saw a lion dart into your life. Am I doing any good? Pray for me right here. Every head is bowed. I want to ask you. Anybody here in trouble? Anybody here need God to come in your life and get the lion out of your life? Now, you know, pray with me. You know, I could have made a list. I could have hit 100 things here tonight that people do that allows this lion. And there's no need. There's things that are going on that I don't even know about to list. But I want to beg you tonight. Don't allow the flesh in your life and this culture that you're so close to cause you to let down your guard, and this destroying Apollyon runs into your life to destroy everything good about you. Oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I want to ask you tonight, while every head is bowed, on my left, looking back to the church, is there one soul on my left? I say, preacher, I feel the warning in my soul that this lion has arisen and I need defense against him. I want you to slip your hand up right there. Is there one right here on my left? All right. All right. Is there another? Yes, sir. On my right. Is there one of you here, young or old? Amen. Sitting here, let me say it like this. Is your idea about religion? Is your idea about religion cause you to open the door a crack in your life for this lion, the destroyer, to rush into your life? Has he took your anointing? Has he took your character? Has he took your good name? Has he took your peace with God? It's time to get him out of your life. Somebody say amen. Whom resist steadfast in the faith.